It's 7:45 from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. An environmental conservation organization and two scientists are suing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and other government bodies, alleging the Corps' water practices in the Everglades are threatening an endangered bird species. WGCU's Topher Forges reports.
The Center for Biological Diversity's lawsuit says the Cape Sable Seaside Sparrow lives in a restricted range in the Everglades. The national nonprofit's endangered species director, Noah Greenwald, says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers began flooding a western part of Everglades National Park in the 1990s. Greenwald says that area also happened to be home to the largest population of these sparrows in the early 90s, with more than 3,000 birds. He says last year there were only 64 birds there, as water releases killed the birds' nests and changed their habitat. The lawsuit says the Corps and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have violated the Endangered Species Act, specifically the part that prohibits federal actions from jeopardizing the existence of an endangered species. Greenwald says they want to force the agencies to come up with measures that will allow the sparrows to recover.
They need to release less water into Western Everglades National Park so that the sparrows have enough time to nest.
Greenwald says the solution to reducing those releases is Everglades restoration and returning water flows to their historic paths in the park. A U.S. Army Corps of Engineers representative says they cannot talk about pending litigation, but in an email she wrote the Corps has changed its operations in the past to, quote, take into consideration the needs of multiple endangered species that inhabit the area, including the Cape Sable Seaside Sparrow. Topher Forges, WGCU News.